Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Discussion underway on election reforms in Lok Sabha. Rajya Sabha takes up special discussion marking 150th anniversary of national song Vande Mataram. Home Minister Amit Shah says discussion on Vande Mataram in Parliament will help future generations understand its true importance and glory. President Draupadi Murmu confers National Handicraft Awards for 2023-24 in New Delhi, says handicraft is not just a cultural identity but also an important component of people's livelihoods. Government launches intensive review of airport operations following Indigo crisis. Reduces airlines' flight schedule by 5%. And BCCI releases list of players for IPL 2026 auction. 240 Indian players to go under hammer. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said the discussion on Vande Mataram in Parliament will help future generations understand its true importance and glory. He said national song Vande Mataram became a symbol of patriotism, sacrifice and national consciousness, which paved the way for the freedom movement. Initiating the discussion on the 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram in the Rajya Sabha today, Mr. Shah said this immortal work is a creation that awakens a sense of duty and devotion towards Mother India. He said Vande Mataram was needed during the freedom struggle, even now, as well as when the country becomes Vikasit Bharat in 2047. The minister said freedom fighters used to begin every meeting with the singing of Vande Mataram, and today when brave soldiers make the supreme sacrifice at the border, they utter Vande Mataram.
Vande Mataram ke prati samarpan ki zarurat.
The need for discussion on Vande Mataram, the need for dedication toward Vande Mataram was important back then. It is needed now and it will always be significant for bright future we have seen, we have envisioned for 2047. Something these discussions are being held because of upcoming election in Bengal. They want to be demean the glorification of our national song by relating these discussions to the Bengal election.
The Lok Sabha has taken up discussion on election reforms. Initiating the discussion, Manish Tiwari of the Congress said the Election Commission should table the reasons for carrying out SIR. He said SIR is ongoing in many states in the country, but the Election Commission has no legal justification to hold SIR. Mr. Tiwari claimed the Constitution does not provide for special intensive revision or SIR of electoral rolls. He said it was a provision given to the Election Commission. Mr. Tiwari also suggested that either VVPAT should be counted in full or the country should revert to paper ballots. He suggested that Leader of Opposition, Rajya Sabha and Chief Justice of India should be added to the committee to choose the Election Commission. Sanjay Jaiswal of BJP said the opposition is raising the issue of SIR to distract people from their heavy losses in the recently concluded Bihar elections. He said the first instance of vote chori happened in 1947 when the whole of Congress Working Committee was with Sardar Patel, yet he was not made the Prime Minister. The government today informed that total food grain production in the country is estimated at over 357 million tonnes, which is 7.65% higher as compared to last year. Replying to supplementaries during the question hour in the Lok Sabha, Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said this has been made possible due to the hard work of farmers and the policies of the centre. He said the country recorded the highest ever crop production in 2024-25. Mr. Chauhan informed that the food grain production has increased by around 41.94% in comparison to 2014-15.
I want to salute the farmers of our country. In 2024-25, India has achieved record crop production. The total food grain production is estimated at more than 357 million tons, which is 7.65% higher than last year. Compared to 2014-15, food grain production has increased by 41.94%. This achievement is a tribute to our farmers and also reflects the impact of government policies.
The Ministry of Civil Aviation has instructed its senior officials to visit airports to verify airline operations and passenger-oriented services. The ministry said in a social media post that during the visit, if any shortcomings are identified, including feedback received from passengers, are to be addressed and rectified immediately. This instruction was given during a high-level review meeting chaired by Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu in New Delhi for a comprehensive assessment of the ongoing situation. Meanwhile, the Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has directed IndiGo to reduce its flight schedule by 5% across sectors in light of the recent widespread flight disruptions and cancellations. These cancellations are applied especially on high-demand, high-frequency flights and to avoid single-flight operations on a sector by IndiGo. The aviation body has also asked the airline to submit a revised schedule tomorrow by 5 p.m. Union Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu today said the disruption caused by IndiGo's recent operational failures is now rapidly stabilizing and reiterated that the government is fully determined to build a robust airline system. Addressing the Lok Sabha on the ongoing IndiGo crisis, the minister stated that IndiGo is being held fully accountable. The minister further added that the DGCA has issued notices to the airline and based on its report, strict and appropriate action will be taken. Mr. Naidu added that the government will remain fully vigilant until normalcy is restored. He informed the House that over 750 crore rupees has already been refunded and rebookings have been completed without extra charges.
DGCA has issued show cause notices to IndiGo's senior leadership and commenced a detailed enforcement investigation. Depending on the outcome, strict and appropriate action, as empowered under the Aircraft Rules and Act, will be taken. No airline, however large, will be permitted to cause such hardship to passengers through planning failures, non-compliance or non-adherence to statutory provisions.
The government has issued 12,814 show cause notices to fertilizer dealers in the last 7 months as part of a nationwide crackdown on black marketing, hoarding and quality violations. This was informed by the Union Chemicals and Fertilizers Minister J.P. Nadda in the Rajya Sabha during the question hour. He said more than 5,000 show cause notices and over 3,000 licenses have been cancelled for black marketing of fertilizers. The minister also informed that 687 show cause notices and 202 licenses have been cancelled for hoarding of fertilizers. Replying to a question on the fertilizer shortage, the minister said the centre has delivered fertilizers on time everywhere, but hoarding by dealers is a problem that states must deal with. He said 67 lakh metric tons of fertilizer in the stock and 24 lakh metric tons will come in the next month. The NDA parliamentary party meeting was held at the Parliament House complex in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, BJP President J.P. Nadda, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav, External Affairs Minister Dr. Jaishankar, JDU MP Sanjay Jha, Rashtriya Lok Morcha Chief Upendra Kushwaha, NCP MP Praful Patel and other NDA MPs were present in the meeting. During the meeting, Prime Minister Modi was felicitated by the NDP MPs for the alliance's victory in the Bihar Assembly elections. Talking to reporters after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said during the meeting the Prime Minister asked NDA leaders to work with more speed for the development of the country.
Prime Minister gave excellent guidelines and guidance to all the NDA MPs on what we should do for the country, our constituencies and our states. The Prime Minister has laid great emphasis on reforms to improve people's lives. Reforms don't just mean economic reforms or financial reforms. He meant reforms to make the lives of ordinary people in the country easier and more comfortable. He has given us very good guidelines.
The government has said over 2 crore claims amounting to more than 28,000 crore rupees have been settled in the last financial year under the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana. Minister of State for Health and Family Welfare Pratap Rao Jadhav said this in a written reply to a question in the Rajya Sabha today. He said the scheme provides health cover of 5 lakh rupees per family per year for secondary and tertiary care hospitalization to 12 crore families. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. President Draupadi Murmu has conferred the National Handicraft Awards for 2023 and 2024 in New Delhi today. These prestigious national accolades celebrate exceptional artistic mastery and underscore the government's commitment to preserving and promoting India's rich and diverse handicraft heritage. Addressing the gathering, the president said art connects people to various cultures and to one another. She noted that handicraft is not just a cultural identity, but also an important component of people's livelihoods.
हस्तशिल्प हमारी सांस्कृतिक पहचान के साथ साथ जीविका उपार्जन का महत्वपूर्ण साधन भी है ये सेक्टर देश के 32 लाख से ज्यादा लोगों को रोजगार प्रदान करता है उल्लेखनीय है कि हस्तशिल्प से रोजगार और आय प्राप्त करने वाले अधिकांश लोग ग्रामीणों या दूर दराज के क्षेत्र से है ये क्षेत्र रोजगार और आय का विकेंद्रीकरण करके समावेशी विकास को बल देता है
President Murmu highlighted that 68% women are in the workforce of the handicraft sector, and development of this sector will also ensure women's empowerment. A total of 12 artisans received the Shilp Guru Awards for 2023 and 2024, while 36 craftspeople got the national awards for both years. In Goa, a magisterial inquiry into the nightclub fire that killed 25 people has revealed serious procedural lapses by local authorities. The inquiry found that the local sarpanch had issued multiple permissions, including the trade license, and failed to seal the premises which had been operating illegally in violation of the Goa Panchayat Raj Act. Our correspondent, quoting Goa police, reports that the efforts to track down the main accused, brothers Gaurav and Saurabh Luthra, have been intensified. The two accused fled to Phuket, Thailand, early morning on December the 7th, just hours after the tragedy. The police said a lookout circular has been issued and the CBI is coordinating with Interpol to help locate them. As part of Operation Sagar Bandhu, the Indian Army is continuing its sustained humanitarian assistance to Sri Lanka in the aftermath of Cyclone Didwa. The Ministry of Defence informed that the Indian Army's Engineer Task Force has begun the retrieval and de-launching of the damaged Puliampokkanai Bridge in Jaffna using a wheeled excavator to support Sri Lanka's Road Development Authority. It added that the task is progressing swiftly and is expected to be completed by tomorrow, with the first Bailey Bridge likely to be launched by the 13th of this month. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast cold wave conditions over Chhattisgarh, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Punjab, Telangana and Vidarbha today. Dense fog conditions are expected today in isolated pockets over Assam, Meghalaya, East Uttar Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and Odisha. The Indian Premier League, IPL, has finalised the player auction list for the 2026 season. The list features 350 players who will be up for bidding at the upcoming auction in Abu Dhabi on December the 16th, as per a release by the IPL. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading on a bearish note in afternoon trade today. The Sensex shed 277 points to 84,826, while the Nifty fell 71 points to 25,890 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, IT, auto and pharma were dragging the most, while buying interest was seen in PSU banks, realty and industrials. The broader market at the Bombay Stock Exchange outperformed the mid-cap index, added 0.5%, while the small-cap index advanced more than 0.9% a short while ago. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Discussion underway on election reforms in Lok Sabha. Rajya Sabha takes up special discussion marking 150th anniversary of national song Vande Mataram. Home Minister Amit Shah says discussion on Vande Mataram in Parliament will help future generations understand its true importance and glory. President Draupadi Murmu confers National Handicraft Awards for 2023 and 2024 in New Delhi, says handicraft is not just a cultural identity but also an important component of people's livelihoods. Government launches intensive review of airport operations following Indigo crisis, reduces airlines' flight schedule by 5%, and BCCI releases list of players for IPL 2026 auction. And with that, we end the midday news.